solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans and want to share our crazy passion and knowledge for the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have Lexi, your Northern Hawk Hufflepuff owl.
So long. Jamie, your Eastern Grass Gryffindor owl.
And Tori, your Madagascar Red Ravenclaw owl.
Yay!
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so why did Tori get the cool Madagascar?
What the heck, Tori? It's only one that
At least mine was a hawk. I was like grass.
Yeah. I feel uncool.
You guys, you just need to look them up and you will fall in love with the owls that I've given you, okay?
Was mine at least cute?
Like... I can't remember. I looked at a lot of pictures of owls today, guys. a lot of pictures. No, we are still doing our castle mini-sodes and we're doing the owlry. Yay! Because it's in the castle. the owlry is a room that is located at the top of Hogwarts West Tower. It is where all of the school owls and the owls that belong to students live during the entire school year. It is a circular stone room. It is cold and drafty since none of the windows have glass in them, which allows all of the owls to come and go freely. The door is completely covered in straw, owl poop, as well as the regurgitated skeletons of mice and voles.
Lovely.
So pretty. Did you guys have to do that lab, the science lab, where you had to like take apart an owl pellet
the
and
owl,
recreate the
is
skeleton?
That what it's all, owl pellet? Is that they, all they call it?
I don't know what it's really called.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Well, the owl pellet is in its poop.
Yeah, it throws like, up yeah, all throws the up, hair right? and, yeah, the
in
hair.
In a little circle. We just took it apart. I didn't have to reconstruct a skeleton. What biology class
the
were
same
you
one
in,
Tori? Just did that herself. She was just like, here, give me the piece of the bone so I can make this.
Tori's like collecting for everyone's table. Oh, I need a rib. I need a foot.
That may or may not be true. All right. But I kind of wonder, like, how were there any mice left for the basilisk if there's an entire owlry filled with owls that are hunting all night long?
Okay, but could the basilisk or, really be fed well, by
that's
mice?
That's what Harry says when they go into Chamber of Secrets. It's just covered in skeletons.
I mean, Hogwarts is kind of big.
Yes, that's true. But then also, like, how about the pet cats that live there?
Like, I would think the basilisk would eat the cats.
Has anyone seen Fluffy?
That's true.
Between the two.
It's right there.
I'd go for the cat.
Yeah, how do mice even exist? They should be extinct in Hogwarts.
Right? I was thinking the same thing.
But the owls are probably getting a lot of theirs from, like, the forest.
Maybe.
And, like, the ground.
True. They're not, like, hunting inside the hallways. That'd be awesome, though.
The owls are, like,
swimming. Like, another reason not to be out at night. Like, woo, woo.
No, and that's why, didn't the ministry used to have owls? And they switched to paper airplanes because of all the poop.
Paper
so owls definitely aren't inside of Hogwarts, besides the Great Hall.
Where everyone's
which is
eating
gross,
breakfast.
Where everyone eats breakfast.
Yeah, which is even worse because that's disgusting.
I like dive bombed by an owl.
Oh my gosh.
By.
Well, even when
you take a spoonful, you're like, oh, nope.
I know that it's a movieism, but when Errol like lands in the entire bowl of punch, you're like, yeah, I'm not drinking out of that now. Nasty.
Ugh. Oh, that's awesome.
So I couldn't find it, but there's a part in one of the books that mentions the conditions of the owlry during the winter, and I always just picture Harry losing his footing because of all the frozen owl poop.
Yeah, when he's asking Cho Chang
that's out. A movieism. He asks her after class.
Oh, dang it.
I do know that he does meet Cho Chang in the owlry, but it's just like, send a letter.
Oh.
But that was it.
Of course you did your research. I was like, oh, I know this one.
I got this. Anyway, but that's what I always picture. Like Harry going up there and it's all frozen because the windows have no glass. And yeah, it'd be pretty horrid. but then in the books, the owlry is located within the castle near the Room of Requirement. But in the films, it's some like super lonely tower far off on like the castle grounds.
Yeah, you have to, like, walk across a field
like, some treacherous, like, area. it's kind of funny. It reminds me of Merlin's tower from The Sword in the Stone. Like, just some crappy little tower off to the side.
The holes and everything. That's funny.
All right. So we're going to talk about some known owls from the books. The school owls, there are lots. And Harry mentioned seeing barn owls, screech owls, and tawny owls. There's obviously Hedwig, which is Harry Potter's snowy owl. There's, I say this wrong every time, Pigwidgeon. Is that how you say it?
Why? Pigwidgeon.
Pigwidgeon. All right.
Yeah, the last five letters are all gin.
Anyway, pig is Ron Weasley's. So when I was looking for what he could be, I think it might be a Scops owl. He's just a really small itty bitty baby owl. It's adorable.
He's kind of a Scops owl, though.
Fantastic. He's cute. The Scops owl are cute. There's Hermes, which is Percy Weasley's owl. He's a screech owl. And we know that Harry talks about Draco Malfoy's eagle owl. And I was guessing what it's probably named. I was thinking Blood Oath or Killer or Murder Bird or something awesome like that. What would Draco name his bird? just kind of wondering.
That's awesome.
What do you guys think?
I mean, yeah, it's got to be something. He'd give it some ridiculous name.
Or it'd be after someone he admires, right? Like,
he doesn't admire anyone.
I don't know if he admires Snape, and he's afraid of Voldemort, but I could see him naming him, like, Voldy or something.
The bird who shall not be named.
Or Tom and not telling anyone.
Oh, that would be bad. Oh, my gosh. Tommy boy. Just, oh, God. That would be so bad. Also, in the owlry, we know that there are other students' owls, depending on who brought one for themselves and those who just use their family owl. Because I'm sure that, like, after a long trip, the family owls probably, like, chill in the owlry for a minute before they go back home. Right?
Yeah, most students probably just have family owls, that's, at least if you come from a wizarding family.
That's what I was thinking. So I was trying to figure out, I know, you guys just love me. I was trying to figure out and estimate how many people would actually bring an owl to school and how many, like, because I know the school owls, there's tons. But then it's like, well, how many students brought their own owls? So that how many owls? And so I did a lot of math. So Hogwarts students are allowed to bring either a toad, a cat, or an owl to Hogwarts. So
you didn't want to do like the preference assessments though? Like what? I would think that half the students would want an owl compared to having a cat.
I did. You listen. So the first thing, the easy one was obviously you split it into fours. So a fourth brings toads, a fourth bring cats, a fourth bring owls, and a fourth don't bother bringing an animal at all. So then I was guessing, like, okay, so each year there's at least 40 students admitted into Hogwarts, 5 girls, 5 boys, each house. There's 7 years of students, and that would be about 280 students per house. So in each, for the total students, there's about over 1,000, 1,120, give or take. Then if you split it into fours, that means that there's about 280 cats, 280 toads, and 280 owls, and 280 kids with no pets.
Which seems like a bad idea.
Right? Like, my first thought is, how are other pets not eaten by people's pets? Like, I can only imagine the bad.
Yeah. And it's like, why do we, like, yeah, where the heck are the cats going all day?
Right?
Is there a cat base? Is there a toad place?
I highly doubt that many people have toads.
Right? No, that's why I think listen.
One student has a toad.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. No, so I wanted to try the math again because I do not think that many cats were roaming the school, and it is highly unlikely that anyone but Neville brought a toad. So I did it where I did if half the students didn't bring animals and then splitting it evenly among the other choices, and that would give you about 185 toads, 185 cats, and 185 owls. But then I was like, that's not true, because again, who's going to bring a toad and who's going to really bring a cat? Like, I would not send my 11-year-old to, like, quote, boarding school, and here they're like, oh yes, here's some more responsibility and take care of this animal. So
and also, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, the cat's not going to go give your letter. Like, isn't that, like,
it's just like a comfort thing. Like, Hermione has Crookshanks for who knows how long. But then it doesn't ever talk about any other cats. Like, Harry, you think that if it was more prevalent, Harry would be like, I tripped over a cat today. Like, they're everywhere. They'd be all over the cushions and, like, all the, like, nice places that they sit. Right?
Yeah, they only ever talk about Crookshanks being in the common room. There's no other cats he mentions.
That's what I thought. No, so I did it where I split it again. I couldn't split it more later for more people that want to know. No, I did it where about 840 kids didn't bring animals, and there would be only about 46 toads and 117 cats and 117 owls. But that's only if 3/4 of the students didn't bring animals. But I bet there's even more. Like, I bet the it's very, very, very little. Maybe that's why Harry notices the Malfoy's owl so much.
Because there's not that actually that many.
Well, there's not owls. That many. And it's a different breed than most of them. Like, I bet the school has just a specific certain kinds. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I was trying to think, like, how many people actually really brought owls?
There's school owls, too, right?
There's school owls, like, and then family owls.
Family owls, yeah. And they can use a school owl, yeah. So.
That's what I was thinking. But I was just, I went down a little Ravenclaw hole of trying to figure out how many owls are brought into the school.
That was a big Ravenclaw
hole. I'm sorry, guys. Oh, you're going to find another big hole that I went down in a little bit. So that's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what happens when you let me write stuff.
So there are lots of types of owls, as Tori has outlined.
Yes.
And owls are, in the wizarding world at least, probably in the real world too, are magical creatures, most often used for delivering post and parcels in the wizarding world. They are known for their speed and discretion and can find recipients without an address, which is amazing.
Is awesome. Like, that's awesome.
Also, now that I'm thinking about it, when all those owls are sitting at the Dursleys' house in the first book, did Dumbledore just, like, get every owl in the owl room?
It was McGonagall.
Like, go deliver.
It was McGonagall. It was not at Dumbledore. I know it was McGonagall.
Okay, but McGonagall, yeah.
She's right. Like, she went up, she's like, everyone has a job today. And, like, gave them she's all like,
let's go. Swarm. Fly together, army.
Fly, my pretties.
Oh, my gosh. It was
she's, like, going to the teachers, like, can I borrow your owl for the day? Like, I just need.
Yeah, I just need every owl I can get.
Oh, yeah.
To annoy the heck out of this family. Oh,
because they're not answering the phone. Well, not the phone. They're not answering the post, and it's going to happen.
You know what she probably did? She probably took every item in her office and turned it into an owl and then sent it over there.
She just
transfigured
everything.
Like, Dursley's lawn, I can see her after doing a while, is like littered with like clocks and pencils. Oh, my gosh. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, man. So, moving on, we know that there are 6 types of owls in the UK. Barn, tawny, long-eared, short-eared, little, and Eurasian eagle. Oh.
The Eurasian eagle. No, so the ones that I underline, Lexi, are the ones that I've mentioned in the books. So
okay.
4 of those were mentioned in the Harry Potter books. Barn, tawny, little, and Eurasian eagle.
Okay. Yeah. And then there are 19 species of owl found in the United States. And Tori would be mad if I didn't read
them
all. That's
right. You're going
to
read them all.
Here we go. Like, you got this.
There's a barred owl, northern saw-whet, burrowing eastern screech, spotted, flammulated, northern pygmy, elf, western screech, whiskered screech, ferruginous pygmy, Stygian spectacled, barn boreal, great gray, great horned, long-eared, northern hawk, short-eared, snowy. Oh, that's it. And snowy.
You made it.
It's Canada, but still North American. Tori has a whole note in here about the Canadian continent. No, Tori, it's the North American continent.
What do Canadians call it? The Canadian continent.
I don't think so.
Anyway.
Yeah, so it totally makes sense why Hedwig would be totally unique, because she's from Canada, not the United Kingdom.
It is true.
And in the world, there are at least 255 species of owls.
I keep getting... So when I was researching... I'm sorry, I have to, like, defend my answers.
I know.
I was researching, there's something called the Owl Pages, which I loved their name. They only said that there are 244 types, because they double up a few. So my numbers, don't attack me, it's okay. Like,
you know, Tori, because so many people are gonna go check how many owls exist in the world.
they could
speaking of which, Jamie, do you remember that one time that you ran across an owl and it was the freaking cutest thing in the world?
Yeah, I remember those, all of the that Marco Polo. That was great.
I was so excited. That owl, yeah, we almost, well, there was that one owl that we almost ran over because we were mountain biking and we had like went off the trail, and then we picked him up and he like tried to attack the boy who moved him.
Oh my gosh.
It was like, buddy, we're trying to save you.
Like, I'm saving your life.
Guys, bad idea.
There was so many, yeah, owls, little owls are pretty cute, but you got to be careful because if there's like a little owl, like there's a big owl.
There's a big somewhere. Owl somewhere.
Yep. Somewhere. Mommy owl. It will come for you. That's so we will talk about the owl facts, yes. Because there's so many facts about owls.
Guys, there's so many.
First, there's so many.
I only added a few.
The largest owl is the great gray owl, which makes sense
because it's the
only
one
that's called great, I think.
Have you guys seen those videos of the owls that like have super long legs and like lift its feathers up and then are like
I have not.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I have seen one of those and I thought it was fake because I was like, is that like, I didn't think owls had legs like that.
It's no, they have really long legs and you just can't see them, but this one like stands up and its legs are like that long. It's terrifying. It's from my nightmares. I think it's a great gray owl.
I think it's a great gray owl.
A great gray owl. That's right. The smallest owl is called the elf owl, and it lives in the Sonoran and Chihuahuan deserts. I'm pretty sure those are in Mexico. And they weigh barely 1.4 ounces. They're like wow. Crazy itty bitty.
They're like a bug.
They're like a like bug.
Do they live in, you said New Mexico?
No, Mexico. So the
Mexico.
Chihuahuan desert?
But still.
Pretty sure that's
do they
in
live in like. Cute little cactuses then?
Yeah, they like cacti. They live in like the ground.
The ground. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I'm trying to find this video for you guys. Oh. We'll post it on our Instagram. Like, yeah. It's terrifying.
We'll post it.
Next fun fact is that great horned owls typically have the biggest eyes. And Tori dropped a picture in here, which is hopefully of a real owl, and it's freaking adorable.
It's so cute.
It looks a little photoshopped, but
it looks a little,
you know what though, like if you type in that and you just go to the images, the first couple are just like adorable, like the eyes are huge. They're so cute. I was gonna post a lot more pictures on this thing, but I was like, oh, it takes up so much room.
Oh my goodness. The eagle owl, or the what is this, Blakiston?
I don't know. It was very specific on it's this type of owl in this area. This is the one. So
okay. So the eagle owl found either in Siberia, northern China, or Japan are known to have the largest wingspans, which is crazy because that is either between 5 feet 10 inches or 6 feet 3 inches. So that's pretty awesome.
That's giant.
That's if
way too big for a bird.
Yeah. That's if I lay down, guys. That's how big it is.
That's if I lay down because I'm the tallest one on
No, this you're not, Lexi. This owl is taller than you, Lexi. Longer than you, I guess. Yeah, no, but yeah, they're like as long as condors. The picture of them are like creepy because they're always in flight and like their wings are like in and you're just like, oh my gosh, like it's terrifying. The last fact that I got for you is that the great horned owl has the largest talons. It is known as the most powerful raptor in South and Central America. The half inch long talons are able to exert pressure of 500 pounds per square inch, which I had to talk to my husband about because I was like, okay, I need somebody to explain what pounds per square inch is because I understand it's pressure and all that kind of stuff, but still. So for our engineers, I hope you appreciate the fact that it's half inch long talon exerting pressure of 500 pounds per square inch. Like that's insane for a small little owl.
Sounds pretty good.
Lexi's gonna go ask her husband about it later. Like, I need you to tell me.
No, I'll just say it and he'll be like, yeah, duh, didn't you know? And I'm like, okay, what's your engineer?
I wrote a paper about that owl. And it's amazing strength. Oh my goodness.
I just love that it has such large talons.
Do they have large talons?
Do chickens have large talons?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Anyways, so there's a lot of mythology behind owls.
Yes.
Who knew? Tori did, because she's a Ravenclaw.
Tori found out because she's a Ravenclaw.
For European and modern Western cultures, they generally associate owls with wisdom and vigilance. Probably because of Winnie the Pooh and the owl.
What?
The owl was the
stop writing stuff that you.
That's how I made that association.
I made that association. Oh my gosh.
This thought is actually derived from ancient Greece, where Athena, the goddess of wisdom, has an owl as her symbol. However, in Shakespearean times, owls represented funeral birds, monsters of the night, and the very abomination of humankind. Oh my gosh, Shakespeare did not like owls.
He probably got attacked by one and like, he's like, oh, you're going down.
You're going down in history. It is noted that the owl's screech, or the gloom bird's hated screech, is on the list of omens drear. I don't know what that means.
Like, just means really bad. Really bad omens.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I could interpret that. I didn't know what the list of omens drear, what that was.
Apparently, you don't have that memorized.
The grin is probably on the list of omens drear, Lex.
I got the gist that if someone's thing is on an omens drear list, it's not good.
Oh, my goodness. In Kenya, it's believed that the owls are the bringers of death, which is, I mean, I feel like also in America, like sometimes, I mean, I don't know, when you're like, horror movies always have you going out in the dark and you hear an owl and so, I don't know. But so if a person saw an owl or heard its hoot, then someone was going to die.
Yeah.
Not, was it always from the owl or was it like in general?
Probably from the owl. No, it's, I think it's in general, like to tell you. I wanted to add this one because it's a Mongolia one.
Yeah.
Mongolia, the owl is regarded as a benign omen. There's a story of Genghis Khan who was hiding from his enemies when an owl roosted in the tree above him and caused that his pursuers to think that no man could be hidden near that owl. Which I thought was the weirdest thing in the entire world. Like, what a bunch of lazy bums. Like, they're like, oh, that owl in that tree? He's not there. Like, what the heck, guys? But
interesting.
Yeah. We'll have to ask Grace. Confirm with
Grace.
So
if you're ever hiding from someone in Mongolia, just go find an owl and hide in by their tree.
There you go.
And no one will bother you.
No one will bother you.
And then in Japan, owls are regarded as lucky.
Yeah. That's, like, the best one that I found. So I wanted to just, like, kind of, like, say something more to mythology. So there are hundreds of little tidbits from each of like the tribes of the north, like on the North American continent, and there are so many. The majority of them think that the owls are the bringers of death, or they represent death. But one of them, oh my goodness, if I could remember what it was, I don't want to say the wrong one, so we're gonna find out. No, one of them totally sees the owl as either, like, it's both death. Hold on, let's hear. Yeah, they're known as the boogeyman, bringers of death. Oh, where are they? Oh, the Pueblo people. Because, I mean, that's near us, right? South.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they associate owls with the skeleton man, who is the god of death, and the spirit of fertility. And that's, like, the most positive one that I found. It's like, there you go.
So the same... The same god is the god of death and of fertility.
Apparently. So, there you go. There's not very many owls down in the desert down south, guys. Like, so, they're like, that's it. It's either that or the coyote. So, they're like, owls. Like, they probably had a meeting. Anyway, so we're going to talk about some writings from JK herself.
Well, I was going to say, Tori, I found that video.
Do you want us to watch
it? Drop the link. It's a 3-second song.
Oh, okay.
It's terrifying. Oh. 3 seconds, though.
Okay. I'm going.
Listeners out there, go Google.
He looks like he
owls with long legs.
Oh, my gosh. That was funny. There's no way. That's weird. Yeah, he...
It's real, Jamie. Google it. Weird. And it's all real.
Like, he, like, extended his legs.
It's like they, like... I don't know.
Go, gadget, know. Long legs. Woo!
No, I literally Googled owl with crazy long legs. Go look at the image search for that. It's terrifying.
Of course you'll find something.
No, there's so many, Jamie. Even like the fluffy little baby birds. It looks like they're like lifting up their skirts to show you their legs.
Well, I didn't add it to this document, but I read all about how owls are like the what are they? Their ancestors are the theropods, the dinosaurs that ran and had like those crazy long legs like that. Yeah, it was really fun reading today.
It makes sense.
That makes so much sense. They just hide their fluffy legs up inside them. They're like, oh my goodness. No, I also read a bunch of when owls attack sort of thing, like when people got attacked by owls. It's quite common, you guys. I didn't realize.
That's terrifying. Yeah,
it was really funny. Anyway, all right, to the writings of J.K. Rowling. So she kind of talks about just owls within the wizarding world. And she says, as a mostly nocturnal bird of prey, the owl is inevitably seen as sinister by muggles. But it has been a faithful servant and helpmeet to witches and wizards for many centuries. In spite of the many alternatives available for magical communication across long distances, including Patronuses, flu powder, and enchanted devices such as mirrors and even coins, the faithful and reliable owl remains the most common method used by wizard kind across the world. The advantages of owls as messengers are those very qualities that make muggles view them with suspicion. They operate under the cover of darkness, to which muggles have a superstitious aversion. They have exceptionally well-developed night vision and are agile, stealthy, and capable of aggression when challenged. So numerous are the owls employed by wizards worldwide that it is generally safe to assume that virtually all of them are either the property of the owl postal service of their country or of an individual witch or wizard. Which made me laugh.
Wow.
All of them. Even the one you found, Jamie. She says the owls have an innate bend for magic. There we go. I can talk, guys. Which I find it very interesting right after that. She says the owls are super magical. She's like, pigs are reputed to be innately non-magical, like at all. I was like, oh.
Gosh, what does she have against
pigs? I know, like goodness. Anyway, so she said the owls learn very quickly and seem to thrive on their task of tracing and tracking the witch or wizard for whom the letters are intended. Let's see here. So then she talks a little bit more about who trains the owls to become like pets or postal owls. I don't know. She says the birds appear to be able to make such a connection between the name and its possessor that enables them to trace the witch or wizard concerned wherever he or she may be. An owl does not need to know an address, although witches and wizards generally add the place to the envelope on the off chance that the owl is intercepted and the letter falls into other hands. It also talks about how you can like try.
Do owls? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just, then she goes on to talk about how you can try to like stop an owl, but it's like really hard.
Do owls deliver to muggles ever?
I don't think so. Like all of the new kids that come to Hogwarts are always visited by people from Hogwarts. Like McGonagall went to Hermione and stuff like that.
I know, but like Hermione, doesn't she write letters home?
Oh yeah, but her parents like now know. So like, you wouldn't send an owl to your like random friend who didn't know you were a wizard.
No, I'm just thinking about the tracing, and in my head it makes most sense that owls like can sense magic or magical abilities, and that's how they know like a magical name and know exactly where to go, because how else does that work? That's crazy. But then if they're sending it to muggles, they wouldn't have that info. Just trying to figure out the magic behind owls. Okay.
You figure it out, Lexi.
So JK goes on to say that her love of and fascination with owls long predates the first idea of Harry Potter. She says that she used to, I'll just read it in her words because it's way easier. I traced it to a cuddly owl toy that my mother made me when I was 6 or 7, which I adored. Of course, owls have been associated with magic for a long time and feature in many old illustrations of witches and wizards, second only to cats as most magical creature. The owl's association with wisdom was established in Roman times, for it is the emblem of Minerva, goddess of wisdom.
Yep.
Which is interesting that she would choose to name Minerva McGonagall Minerva. That's
right, because she's amazing.
Even though she turned into a cat.
She's just all around.
She did not turn into an owl.
She's the most powerful and the most brilliant.
Yes, I agree. But she should have been turned into an owl.
It wouldn't have been as fun.
Because then she could have dropped off the letter personally.
Yeah. To Harry. And clawed Vernon's eyes out.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I guess she still could have attacked him as a cat.
She could have done all those things still.
It'd be scarier if it was an owl. That's all I
think. Yeah.
I would be very nervous if it was an owl.
So, JK also said that she made a couple of mistakes with Hedwig. First being that snowy owls only fly during the day. I don't even know what that... How do you say that word?
Diurnal.
Diurnal. I didn't even know there was another word for that.
There's an opposite to nocturnal, guys.
I mean, it makes sense. I've never seen it.
So we're diurnal.
Good job, Lex.
Second, they are mutually mute. And so she has Hedwig make, like, sounds and chirps of, like, approval. Or when she's, like, I mean, I feel like Hedwig most of the time was just mad. Yeah, I know. That's when she was, like,
hooting. She was sassy.
Like,
sassy bird.
But it also could be taken that, I mean, Hedwig is just a magical, has magical abilities. So it's okay. That one could work. But then apparently JK was attacked by owl lovers all over the world who are very upset because owls do not eat bacon. And the fact that she had Hedwig enjoy bacon, apparently, like, I don't know. I don't know if people try to feed owls bacon after this point, and that just made the owl people
I
upset.
Bet. They're like, rise up. Don't let this go. Don't let people feed those birds bacon, which is not
people
the first thing I would try.
Way too literal. That's crazy.
That's funny. No, I just thought those were really cute and funny. Like, the random things. See, she got attacked by owl people. Lexi, I could get attacked too.
They exist. No. They exist.
Yeah, they might be listening to this podcast.
That's right.
The owl people.
The owl people.
They have their keywords turned on, so anytime something gets published on the internet about owls,
oh, I better,
like,
I'm gonna
we need to go check
the
it.
Crap out of this. They're going to find this episode.
No, I just thought I found it very fascinating, all the owl stuff, and then, like, it's kind of cool that they have, like, an owlry at the school. I can't even imagine, like, the cleanup when there's, yeah, I
mean, there's magic, unless they made Filch
do it. I was gonna say,
just
unless
abuse.
They made Filch do it, which would suck.
It's so unfair. It would take 2 seconds for literally anyone else to go, like, clean up any mess in the school, and they make him do it all by hand.
You know, I feel like through this and the last one we talked about Filch, that we now understand why he's so grumpy all the time.
Yeah, I'd be mad too.
I would be very grumpy. Super grumpy.
So I feel like this is a pretty obvious question, but you guys would bring an owl to school, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But our mom would probably have a family owl,
yeah,
that we'd all have to
that's
share.
That's true. So we probably wouldn't bring an owl, and we'd be part of the kids that wouldn't bring pets.
Well, Jamie would be able to bring Monty because Mom hates Monty.
She would have me bring him instantly.
Everyone, Monty is a cat, not a person or anything. No.
Monty is the fattest cat in the world that Jamie abandoned at her parents' house.
I didn't abandon.
Now she lives
I had
three
to
states
go
away
to college.
Abandoned.
And he takes his vengeance in multiple ways.
Oh my
He's
god!
So
poor
upset
dad.
About it. But Tori's kids love him.
Oh my gosh.
So he gets some interaction. He's not totally neglected.
I think Kent still, our brother, I think he still likes Monty. He says hi.
Oh man.
No, but that is owls, guys. Owls! They were great.
Owls!
Can I get a whoop whoop?
Okay. If you found any mistakes, if you find any mistakes in Tori's hey. Research, please let us know.
Attack. Come at me.
And she will fight back with a vengeance as if she's an owl.
As if she's an owl. But you can always reach out to us on social media at We Solemnly Swear Cast. Ask us your questions, tell us your insights. We'd love to hear from you.
Mischief managed.